time is 7 after the hour, Tuesday the 12th of June, on the radio. Doug Steffen with an overview of the hot topics, if you will. Jennifer has come down with some really serious fever, probably left over from that trip. Who knows where you get when you travel a lot. She's been traveling a lot lately. You get exposed to bugs. You got to make sure your immune system is in tip-top shape. So let's get into what people are talking about. I'm interested in the tax collections and tax collectors. Have you seen the information? Have you heard the story about most states in our country expect to collect higher tax revenues from you this year? The combined, this is, you know, these people are calling this the post-recession. I don't get that. Do you? Pre-recession numbers, post-recession numbers. I don't know about you, but most of the people I know are still in the recession. 800-510-8255 is always the way you can comment on some of the things that we're talking about here. That's the direct call-in line. You can also email Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day or on Twitter at Good Day. So what do you think? The job market seems to be slowly healing. But you look at the numbers in the last week or so, and they still seem to be a problem. How would you describe, what word would you use? Some have used modest. Our growth, the recovery has been modest. So that boosts sales taxes. That boosts income taxes. And by the way, those two taxes provide about 3/4 of most of the revenue that the states get. Corporate income taxes are up. So if you and your state have a budget shortfall and the revenues are going up, let's take California, for example. There are greater revenues there, but because people are leaving the state in droves, it doesn't stem the deficit. People are being asked to pay more. They are being paid. They are paying more. But because the taxes are so high to begin with, New York State is another state. Both these two states may be the most beautiful in many ways in our country. New York's a beautiful agricultural state. There's so many just pristine areas of the state. They are Cooperstown, and it's a wonderful state, but it's run so poorly. California, the same thing. How beautiful the coastline of California is, the areas inland. It's just a wonderful state. But it's just a mess. Now, is it a mess because so many people want to live there? They go there, and that's what messes it up? 800-510-8255. So there are some states that have been growing over the last couple of years in terms of income. And what happens if you look at the record, for example, Arizona, Ohio, Michigan, anticipating some of the biggest increases in tax revenues. So what do? Instead of getting their houses in order, they come up with new ideas to spend the money. New places, new ways, new programs. In Ohio, they're going to have about $17 billion more. I mean, I think Kasich is pretty responsible in terms of running things well. But you look around, you see the local governments, they want more money because they don't want to lay people off. They don't want to cut programs back. Yet, what programs are working, right? I mean, this is an overall catch-all. This is probably something that would take a long time to discuss, and I just want to drop this on your head. Layoffs are slowing at the state level. That's something to think. When the president last week said the state of the economy with the private sector is great, but he was bemoaning the fact that government is off because, tens of thousands of people have been laid off. Not for the federal government. The layoffs are coming at the state level and at local levels. And if you think about it for a second or two, you think, yeah, you know, we need to have fewer people. How's your own tax bill on your property? How's that doing? Most of the places that I know, taxes have gone up. In the area that I'm in Massachusetts, taxes have gone up ridiculously. So how do people pay for these taxes if people are suffering from less income? In your circumstance, what are you not doing with the money you don't have? 800-510-8255. How are more people buying new cars? New car businesses skyrocketing. Way up. Why is that? That's good food for thought, isn't it? 800-510-8255, 12 past the hour, on the Good Day program.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255, 13 to change past the hour on the Good Day program. The hot topics, including the situation with Robin Roberts, who is the co-host of Good Morning America program on ABC. She's had a lot of health problems. You've heard perhaps some of the stories. She announced yesterday she's been diagnosed with a blood and bone marrow disease that can be caused by cancer treatments. She survived breast cancer, I think 4 or 5 years ago. Now she has to undergo chemotherapy and a bone marrow transplant. She says, I'll stay on the program. My doctors tell me I'm going to beat this, and I know it's true. So in this circumstance, you got to wonder whether, again, the treatment is worse than the cure. And this has been, by the way, there have been a lot of people, and it's been lately I've noticed this, whether you have or not, how many people are getting sick because of chemotherapy. Is it worth it to go through the chemo, or ought there be another way, a better way? Yesterday we were talking about Dr. Brzezinski down in Houston and the treatment he offers for people that most of the FDA for years have been trying to discount, trying to close him down, but he stayed with it, and now he has before the FDA a treatment program or a plan that will revolutionize the way cancer tumors are fought in this country if it's approved by the FDA. And the fact that it's even gotten into the hopper there says something about the changing attitude toward the, I mean, this guy, they were ready to run him out of town. How many treatments for various diseases do you think that today exist that weren't approved 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, or whatever? We know things that were illegal before people went to jail for are now considered okay. And they say, well, it was the law at the time, so we've got to follow the law at the time. Speaking of the law, testimony in the perjury trial of Roger Clemens has ended. The proceedings enter into, week 9 as the jury gets the case and closing arguments, then the deliberation, the situation, the charges. Clemens is not charged with using the drugs. He's charged with lying about it to Congress. Charged with 2 counts of perjury, 3 counts of making false statements, and 1 count of obstructing Congress. All this from his testimony that was released in February of 2008. This is more of the same. How many times have you seen people get caught in this sort of thing? The evidence comes from only one witness that claims to have firsthand knowledge of him using performance-enhancing drugs. That fellow McNamee, who is his strength coach, he said he injected Clemens with steroids in 1998, 2000, 2001, with human growth hormone, 2000. I think he said he injected his wife as well. So is this much? How much money have you spent as an American taxpayer to go after Mr. Clemens? And if it were your decision, would you have made that decision? That is, would you have, if you were the government, decided to go chase Clemens around. 800-510-8255. You may have heard the story about Lindsay Lohan over the weekend crashing her car into an 18-wheeler. Yet more trouble for her. She just, trouble just follows her. Why do you suppose that is? Anyway, the story is that the truck driver that she crashed, the truck, this guy who was driving the truck, she crashes into his truck. Now he's hired a lawyer saying he was injured. Well, you know what that's all about. He told one reporter that he felt fine till he found out it was Lindsay Lohan that had run into his truck. A Porsche versus an 18-wheeler? How's the driver get hurt in that? Come on, that's nonsense. I'm no fan of Lindsay Lohan, but that is pure foolishness. 800-510-8255. But you know what? Lawyers will be lawyers. There's money here. Whether you sue her or you sell, sue the company that owned it, that owned the Porsche. 800-510-8255. Let's go get some cash. Jamie's listening in Hickory, North Carolina, one of the longest standing affiliates to this program. Jamie, welcome to Good Day. What are you thinking?
I'm just wondering when the people get to take Congress and the president to court for lying to us.
When do we take, well, that I guess that hasn't happened since Richard, well, no, that's not true. Bill Clinton got into trouble, supposedly, for that.
I mean, to me, it don't make sense. We got more bigger fish to fry than taking him to court.
Well, especially
when, more serious problems.
Yeah, especially when you think about how expensive it is to do all of these things, and you're the one who's paying the bill because you're the taxpayer. All right, Jamie, thanks for the thoughts. 800-510-8255, 19 after on the countdown. Whoops, no, not the countdown. It's a Good Day program.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What are the benefits of non-denatured whey? It promotes muscle strength, muscle size, muscle endurance, muscle recovery. So if you're working out and you're losing the fat and you're trying to keep the muscle, this product is superb. It boosts your energy, supports production of glutamine, a major fuel for your muscle. Sodium. And this is, by the way, a lot of women, because we know the world is changing, women want to be more muscular, and they look better, Frank. My own personal opinion is that women with muscle look much better than women who don't have it at all. But it's also healthy. So if you'd like to try this product, One World Whey, call 888-988-3325 or go online to One World Whey, WHEY.com, to order this really superb product. It really is great. I'm on it. 21 after the hour. More hot topics coming up here on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Lawsuit, Mary Mumba had claimed that another woman had used voodoo to steal her husband, Marcellus Mumba. It was Mary and Marcellus Mumba. They made a wonderful...
The Mumbas.
Pair. The Mumbas, right.
Meet the Mumbas.
All right, everybody, let's have a chorus up.
You guys are crazy. You know, you guys are self-destructive. There's a funny farm that has your name written all over it.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
This is kind of scary. The World Health Organization said today there is a new strain of gonorrhea that is so strong it may be untreatable. More bad news to the Secret Service. These guys can't catch them right. Terrible. And according to Australian researchers, eating a daily dose of dark chocolate once a day can lower your risk of dying from stroke or heart attack. But eating too much chocolate doubles your risk of dying fat and alone.
Here's an election update. A new report found that Mitt Romney's economic plan would not have any effect on unemployment. Yeah. When he heard that Romney's plan wouldn't make any difference, Obama was like, hey, that's my thing. Speaking of the president, in a recent speech, Obama said that he wants to build an economy where hard work pays off. Which explains why Obama's approval rating just went down by 3 Kardashians.
All right, silly stuff from last night's late-night television programs. A little laugh is good for the soul. Doug Stephan, Jennifer has a bad fever today, so I'm going through the hot topics myself. Yesterday on The View, which is one of my favorite television programs when it comes to opinions and stuff, they all have different points of view, and they all express themselves pretty well. They had as a co-host Gretchen Carlson, who's from the Fox Morning News show. I always thought she was pretty sharp as well. And here they discuss an article which they all saw, which in essence suggests that people under 25 ought not to be allowed to marry.
A woman who wound up divorcing the man she married at 24 years old wrote a Huffington Post article claiming people shouldn't be allowed to marry until they turn 25. She thinks you don't know enough about yourself at that age to know who is a good fit for you.
I agree.
Well, I think at 40 sometimes you don't know who's a good fit for you.
No, a little more.
No.
That's Social Security. And I stand by that.
You know what's interesting?
interesting when you're 21, you're still coming out of your parents, what they've taught you and what they've instilled in you. At 25, 26, and 27, you have a little bit more life experience where it's more about what you've learned in life.
Yeah, but
you
know? I don't think the government should be telling us what age we should be getting married.
She's advocating
that a new law be passed, that it starts at age 25.
I don't think she
was saying a law. Well, I think she was advocating that she wants...
When you should get into the military?
Yeah, but I just don't think that the government or anyone else should be telling people when they should get married.
I'm not sure she was... I think she was just giving personal advice. Well, I don't think she was asking the law to be passed.
Let me follow it up with this. My husband and I often have a discussion, and we met each other in our 30s, so we're on the other end of the spectrum. We still have issues. Anyone in a marriage who tells you they don't have issues, not telling the truth. But we all have a lot of close friends, my husband and I, close friends who met in elementary school or in college, and we discuss often how they seem to have some of the best marriages out there.
It can happen.
My son wants to marry somebody at seven.
The statistics show, I forget because I did, that more than 50% of marriages under the age of 30.
I don't think it should be up to every person. It's 21, you're just trying to figure out who you are, what you're doing.
Young people, they have to do and make these choices and find out where they stand. No one should be regulating anything. Now, I know people who advocate having children after a certain age. They say you have to go to the law to get a license to have a dog, but you can have a baby and you don't need any guidance.
Often what comes out of Whoopi is what people think about. By the way, Joy's starting a new program on that Al Gore TV channel, 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. There are road warriors out there, and then there are warriors of the road. I'm talking about motorcycle enthusiasts. Whether you want to travel in a group or just go solo, a company called Eagle Rider has motorcycle tours throughout the U.S. Now, if you prefer the self-drive option, they'll even provide a customized GPS route. Now, here's an unusual one. The general managers of Kimpton's Hotel Vintage Park in Seattle and Hotel Vintage Plaza in Portland are both Harley-riding women. They'll actually take guests out on rides around town. And no matter how long your motorcycle trip, there are some important tips to keep in mind. Space is limited, so pack light and layer your clothing. Bring along multi-use tools and the all-important first aid kit, a flashlight, and don't forget those spare keys. And most importantly, map out your route ahead of time so you can stay on top of changing weather conditions wherever you travel. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Of the day, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer, who's usually here with me, although the last what, 2 or 3 weeks she took. Imagine taking a week off for a vacation. Good Lord, who does that anymore? And she caught something, and she was okay yesterday, but I could tell by listening to her she wasn't herself, and so she's fried and sleeping it off. I think that's what the story. There are a lot of those little bugs you can get from traveling. So let's hold a good thought for her and move on into what are the hot topics of the day. 800-510-8255. I don't think there's anything that people have discussed more since the weekend than the situation with Commerce Secretary John Bryson. You know that story, right? He's under investigation for his role in a couple of crashes in California over the weekend. His aides say he had a seizure, so he's taking an immediate medical leave of absence. He's 68 years old. He hasn't talked about it publicly, nor has the White House disclosed any new information, other than he's undergoing tests and evaluation, et cetera, et cetera. I think he just got the job last fall, didn't he? He hasn't been around for that long. So his deputy serves as acting secretary. I mean, Secretary of Commerce, not a big deal. It's not like you're Secretary of War or Secretary of, you know, you get the drift. 800-510-8255. He was hospitalized in California, but went to Washington yesterday. Police say this was pretty bizarre, and it was. This took place on Saturday. He lives near Los Angeles. Apparently, he crashed into one car, talked to the driver, moved on, and then hit another car. So what kind of a seizure? He's driving a Lexus. What kind of a seizure would be? The police wanted to arrest him for felony hit and run. Apparently, somebody figured out who he was, and so he is he getting special treatment? Could be, but it's something. Again, people love to gossip, don't they? Do you? Are you a gossip? A lot of the things we talk about here in this hour, a lot of the hot topics that people are onto are things that are considered by some gossipy. For example, the story of Chris Humphreys, basketball player, right? doesn't seem to have much luck with women. He's the guy that married Kim Kardashian for 72 days. Now, he's been interviewed by the FBI because his latest girlfriend tried to extort money from him. Lawyers say this Myla Sinanaj, I believe it's Sinanaj. Anyway, she has apparently tried to ruin him. In fact, what he reported was that she said to him, unless you give me a lot of money, I'm going to, quote, ruin you. She planned to go public with emails and texts and other documents that detail the heat in their relationship. I don't know about you, but I couldn't care less, or could care less, about what he's like in bed, or, you know, what his private parts look like. Who cares? Come on. 800-510-8255. And the other thing, why would anybody care that Carrie Underwood came out in support of gay marriage? Why would anyone care? But that's, I'm looking at this, and well, Carrie Underwood supports gay marriage. So do I. Any, have you seen any headlines with me saying I support gay marriage? I'm not an American Idol champion, though, I guess. I'm just champion, the champion of conversation. 800-510-8255 is a very interesting video of the day today at DougStephan.com. There's a new bed. This is something, they talk about a reasonable conversational item. This new smart bed. Check it out. Go to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, where we have all kinds of things every day that are aimed at helping you out. There's a ton of material there. Better living information, where to save money when you go to various stores, how you do that, health information from Dr. K, all kinds of stuff. And we also have, we post at least one video, and we refer to it as video day. Sometimes we have a couple of videos. But today's video, which I think you ought to check out, features a new bed that actually makes itself. A smart bed that makes itself. And thus the poll at DougStephan.com as well today. How often do you make your bed? A, every day. B, a couple times a week. C, only when we're having company. D, only when I change the sheets. E, hardly ever do I make the bed. So let us know what you're, this, even if you don't do the poll is kind of fun to do, but looking at the way this thing works is very cool. So you'll get a kick out of that. Plus, as I said, check out the Queen of Cheap deals. Things from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. Lots of food advice, shopping advice, that kind of thing, right there. The Dirty Dancing remake. To make or not to make? That story in a moment here on the Good Day Early Morning Hot Topic List.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. By the way, what's going on in your world? What is happening with you? Here's something a lot of people have been wondering about. Lionsgate Films had planned to remake Dirty Dancing. Remember the movie with Patrick Swayze, that Jennifer Grey, Patrick Swayze classic? Well, announced yesterday, I think, that they don't have a script, they don't have a star, and so they're not going to do it. They were reportedly left with so many movies to release when they merged with another company that they've put this on suspension. But when you think about it, under the circumstances, why would you remake? This happens all the time. Classic movies are remade, and nobody goes to see them because we all want to see the original. We like the original. We don't need a remake. Why would you invest in something like that even? I would ask that question. 800-510-8255. Here's something that's pretty bizarre. Are you ready? A fireman.
Fearful investors are.
That was nice. Thank you. A fireman has admitted causing the death of a farmer who was crushed to death by a herd of cows after they were startled by a fire engine. The siren on a fire engine. You ever hear of anything as bizarre as that? The fireman was taken to court on a charge of causing the death by careless driving, according to the Associated Press. The farmer, 75, trampled to death by his cows as he walked with them. The man who was accused of this was driving the fire engine and saw the herd in front of him and blew the whistle, the siren. And they did what you would expect them to do. They got out of the way, but the farmer was with them on a small little road. 100 dairy cows were on their way from the pasture to the milking parlor. The farmer was trampled to death. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it, huh? This is the farm news for you. 800-510-8255. Here's something that you only think you read about in books that are, you know, this is like from Ripley's Believe It or Not. The town of Middleboro, Massachusetts, story at DougStefan.com. Officials say they are fed up with public swearing. And so they want to force those of you who have potty mouths to pay up. Town meeting in Middleboro voting on whether to impose a $20 fine for public swearing. Officials insist the proposal, which has been offered by the police chief, is not intended to censor casual or private conversation, but instead crack down on loud, profanity-laden language used by teenagers and other young people in the downtown area of Middleboro, Massachusetts. So here's my question. What happens to the doctrine of freedom of speech, which we hear we always hear, we got to have freedom of speech. So doesn't that include swearing like a trooper? And if this were, my guess is, if this ordinance were passed and somebody wanted to push it up to either the state Supreme Court or all the way to the federal level, it would be thrown out in a minute. It would be laughed out. Because you have the right to be as noisy as you want. I don't know if they're noisy. Somebody says, no, you don't. Yeah, you do. It may not be desirable, and you may try to curb it. But this is an important question about First Amendment rights. State law allows towns to enforce local laws that give police the power to arrest anybody who addresses another person with profane or obscene language. This goes back to the days of Massachusetts, the Puritan days, right? The Puritans came here, settled, and were very much responsible for the first set of laws, and some of these old arcane laws are still on the books. Remember the blue laws? How many people remember blue laws? Raise your hands, please. The blue laws, which kept liquor stores, many stores, frankly, even being open on Sunday. Got to worship God. And then that changed when many of us were kids, didn't it? And the stores now, everybody's open for business 7 days a week, which, by the way, in a progressive society is fine. Why, you know, there are plenty of people who don't practice going to church on Sunday. Their religious day is Saturday. Some start on Friday night. So it was a turn back to the Puritan era, and so is this. And it seems ridiculous. It's almost a chuckle. But people are obviously very serious about it. Police chief in that town must not have enough to do with his time. So there you go. Instituting fines for public swearing. How would that work in your neck of the woods? How about at home? How many of you are disturbed by the language your children use, and what do you do about it? If your child, see, this is a whole different, I think, a whole different focus. If your child swears, what do you do about it? Do you reprimand him or her? Or do you chuckle? Or what do you say? Let's say your child is 14, and he or she uses the F word. Is 14 old enough to be using that? What would have happened when you grew up in your home? This is the way to always look at stuff like this. In your home, when you were growing up, Did your parents allow you to use profanity? I mean, we can have a whole discussion about why it's profane. That's a different subject. But what about your parents and their reaction? Now you're a parent, and your children use profanity in the 12, 13, 14 years of age. Do you chuckle, "Oh, that's cute, Freddie. You're so cute. Ha, ha, ha." Or do you take him to task? What's the appropriate thing in general? 800-510-8255. There's some food for thought. Let me give you some other food for thought. The problems that so many people are having now because, you know, we talk about the diet and the obesity epidemic and the obscenity of people being as large as they are and what complications it creates, the cholesterol levels, the triglyceride levels. I found Cardiol, a natural solution to lowering cholesterol without drugs. I've needed this myself, and I'll bet many of you need it as well. Cardiol is an all-natural, safe, and typically this product lowers cholesterol 15 to 20 points in just 30 days. Triglycerides by 20 to 30%. You want results, right? You want answers. So because the key ingredients in Cardiol are clinically proven to lower LDL bad cholesterol, as a matter of fact, some think they are as strong as any statin drug you can find. Folks in Italy that put this together, we're happy to have it imported. It's been used in Europe and elsewhere around the world, as often is the case. We're the last ones to get something like this. And thank heavens to the folks who in Solana Health found in 2011 this product, decided to bring it over here. Now I can tell you about it, and you can get some help. You got any cardio issues, they will be caused by cholesterol and triglycerides that are out of control. So here's what you do. You go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug, or you can call toll-free 888-809-6424 and get a free 30-day trial so you can see how this lowers your cholesterol level and your triglyceride level for yourself. 30 days is enough time to see a change. It worked for me. One capsule a day will work for you. And the folks are so sure you'll want to use this for maintenance afterwards. Get your levels down. Keep them there. Try the free 30-day trial of Cardiol by going to cardiol.net/Doug and click on Dr. Ken's free trial, cardiol.net/Doug, or call them toll-free now while you're thinking about it, 888-809-6424.
Fearful investors are fleeing from stocks, real estate, commodities because of economic instability here and abroad. Swiss America reports, investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but most are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. Many are jumping from the frying pan into the fire by converting their assets into U.S. dollars. Converting assets into dollars, it's like seeking shelter from today's bear market inside the bear's cave. Politicians can debase the dollar by printing trillions of them out of thin air. Instead, Swiss America says buy solid things the Fed and the politicians cannot print and therefore cannot devalue as they have the U.S. dollar. I'm talking about gold, and I'm asking you to call the company that believes, like I do, that once you have all the facts, life's decisions become a whole lot simpler. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and ask for the Future of Money CD and Remaking Money, a special report for solutions. Again, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
800-510-8255. James in West Tennessee, what'd your father do when you had a potty mouth?
Well, I was brought up in a Christian family, but a lot of the fathers today that I make, you know, they'll teach their sons every cuss word in the book, and they think that would prevent them from being gay. It makes them be manly and toughen them up.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're suggesting that some people you know teach their children about
every
swear words, every cuss word, and this is the way to keep them from becoming gay?
In their point of view, it'll make them be tougher.
Where'd they learn that? I mean, what kind of moronic thinking is that?
It'll be a double standard. It's like when Columbus discovered America. Every cuss word we use now was being used then.
Yeah. The thing is, Columbus didn't discover America. Wow. That's an interesting thought process, huh? We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Past the hour, as we continue on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with lots of helpful information, better living through technology, and Shelley Palmer every day studying this to help us understand what's going on, various stories, including today, Apple and their Worldwide Developer Conference, which is going on this week. Some pretty exciting announcements made. This, again, is the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference. Shelley Palmer's there. He'll give us a report just a moment here on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa? Shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference opened yesterday and some very exciting announcements were made. Apple's top executives took the stage to show off the new MacBook Pro with the world's highest resolution notebook display and up to 768 gigabytes of flash storage. The new MacBook Pro starts at $2,199 with the most expensive model topping $4,000. It's available right now. Also on its way is iOS 6, which will be bringing updates to everyone's favorite personal digital assistant. Siri will now read you sports scores and stats, find movie trailers, and dictate posts to Twitter and Facebook. With the iOS 6 upgrade, Siri will be delighting iPad users, too. Also new to iOS 6 will be the ability to FaceTime over cellular networks, a Safari update, and a new Maps program. Lastly, MacBook Airs are getting more powerful and less expensive. New models will start at $999, and they are awesome! Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
You can't see me, but I'm wearing a 10-gallon hat and holding a 5-gallon bucket. Just hurry into any Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa 5-gallon wash bucket with a $25 purchase. Use it for washing old Betsy or even as a tool chest. I mean, tool bucket. 5 gallons hold so much and cost so little. Like nothing, because it's free. Who needs a bucket of chicken when you can just have a bucket?
Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
Are you feeling the heat of what to get your father for Father's Day? Brian Osich says it's the simple things that are the coolest. And would you like to have your dad considered the coolest guy in the world? What does he really want? Let's listen.
There was a time his car used to be a chick magnet, but nowadays your dad's car is a magnet for so much more. Tennis rackets, baseball bats, and even the occasional leftover French fry. That's why General Motors' James Bell says this Father's Day, there's a gift most dads won't refuse.
Today's father is a busy guy, and I think any time that some of my to-do list things could be taken care of for me, I'd be a happy dad.
You can start to check off that list by starting with dad's vehicle.
I would love something that relieves some of the pressure, some of the work that I've got to do. So get my car washed, maybe take it in for some scheduled maintenance or an oil change.
Bell says you'd be surprised what is lurking under the seats. He recommends vacuuming out the inside of your dad's car while removing things like old soda bottles, stale food, and candy wrappers. The finishing touch? Leave a card on the front seat with a Jiffy Lube gift certificate inside for future maintenance. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
0 to 60. Yeah, I thought we were going to play another commercial, Michael. Huh. That'd be a good idea. Let's do that.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff
works. I was just seeing, I was watching a story and then did a little research. There are new computers coming out without mouses and without keyboards. Just imagine that for a little bit. How would you make that work? You-